This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Local news is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Now a look at Northwoods news. I'm Maddie Schaefer. An upcoming event in the Northwoods is combining art and environmental education. The Hunt Hill Nature Center in Sorona will host an art sale fundraiser May 1st and 2nd. The event will feature original work from regional artist Don Rudy, a professor emeritus at UW-Eau Claire's Barron County campus, known for his nature-inspired pieces. Organizers say the collection includes a wide variety of artwork, from oil paintings to watercolors, with both framed and unframed options available. Proceeds from the sale will support Hunt Hill's environmental education programs, as well as maintenance of its free public trail system. Visitors will also have a chance to meet the artist in person during the Saturday event and learn more about his creative process. Organizers say the fundraiser is designed to connect the community with both art and nature while supporting outdoor learning opportunities across the region. Hours are 4 to 6 p.m. on May 1st and 9 to 11 on May 2nd. The event is free and open to the public. Governor Tony Evers has appointed a new coroner for Price County, Wisconsin. According to a press release from Governor Evers, Amy Casey will take over the role following the death of longtime coroner James DelBasio, who passed away in February. Casey previously served as the county's deputy coroner and will complete the remainder of the term, which runs through January 2027. In addition to her work with the coroner's office, Casey is an emergency medical technician and has experience working with local healthcare providers, schools, and ambulance services in the area. She also previously worked as a funeral director in Phillips and Prentice. In a statement, Casey said she is honored to step into the role and is grateful for the mentorship she received from DelBasio, adding that she is ready to serve the community. Governor Evers also offered condolences to DelBasio's family, saying he will not be forgotten. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Tornadoes, flooding, and baseball-sized hail are all part of the week in Wisconsin weather, so far. The strongest Badger State twister in 5 years hit Tuesday night. The National Weather Service says an EF3 tornado hit west of Union Center Tuesday evening, damaging homes and power lines across Juneau County. Winds reached up to 140 miles per hour, the strongest tornado Wisconsin has seen since 2021. Governor Tony Evers visited the area yesterday to thank first responders and assure people that help is on the way. He did declare a state of emergency. The Weather Service has confirmed 4 other tornadoes Tuesday night. Last night, southeastern Wisconsin had more tornado warnings, more impacts that weather experts will need to investigate. Flooding has closed several highways across northeast and north-central Wisconsin, and more could shut down as rain continues. State transportation officials are urging drivers to stay alert and check road conditions before heading out. WisDOT says never drive through standing water or around barriers, and always follow detour routes. Crews are working to clear storm damage, so drivers should slow down and watch for flashing lights. And Wisconsin ranks among the top states for remote work. That's according to a new report from WalletHub. Electricity costs and access to broadband internet are credited with putting Wisconsin at the 28th best place to work remotely. The state ranked 5th in having the most cybercrime per capita. Iowa ranked at the bottom of all the states for working from home. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Concern at Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers sports department facing challenges. The chancellor's leaving. The university system president has been fired. But Marcus Sedbury says there'll be no sudden changes while he serves as the Badgers interim athletic director. Head coach Luke Fickell on his boss, Chris McIntosh, leaving the program.
It's not easy to lose a friend, right? I mean, we've all been through it in the past, and so that's the difficult thing. That's the guy that you could visit with and sit down with. And not that I can't do that with Marcus. caucus, but anytime that there's things like that that are changes that people you know were in your corner, it's always a little difficult. Disappointing, whatever you want to say, but, you know, so is life.
Baseball, the Brewers pulling out a 2-1 win over the Blue Jays last night. Manager Pat Murphy on reliever Aaron Ashby coming in to get the win, and Abner Uribe with the save.
You know, Ashby and Uribe at the end was really, really special. Uribe's tempo and energy leave no doubt that he's healthy.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little patchy, dense fog out there this morning, and then after that, it's going to be a really nice day. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 52 for a low. Tomorrow, a little sun early, then cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.